This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to hour two of Radio Law Talk. Hi, not Chris. Hi, not Todd. Hi, not Denise. Have you ever seen that movie called Hi, Not Lynn? I can't remember. I wish I could. Todd was here because he knows. There's a movie that it's about a guy that 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Yes, I'm the Lone Ranger. That means I'm the Lone Ranger. They're not here. Hi, not Todd. Hi, not Denise. Hi, not Chris. Let me tell you, there's a movie. I can't remember the name. I'm thinking about it. I'll think of it. I bet you. I know everybody's saying I know it when I say it. Here it is. It's about an individual that needs money, and he goes to the Special Olympics and becomes a Special Olympian. He's an athlete, and he acts like a Special Olympian, and he goes out, and Lynn is the girl he likes that takes care of the Special Olympians, and Lynn's boyfriend is cheating on her. And all the Special Olympic guys go out to the movie, and there is the boyfriend they don't like.
So it's not The Ringer.
The Ringer, it is The Ringer.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And as they walk by, there is the boyfriend sitting there, and they go, "Hi, whatever his name is. Hi, not Lynn." This is the best part of that movie. Hi, not Lynn. I'll keep going. Hi, not Lynn. So that's what I used for my co-hosts that are not here. I'm here with Ron Arndt, a mediator extraordinaire here helping me out for the next half hour or so to talk about mediations. We're going to talk about, we're going to have another case or no case. We're going to get into and talk a little bit about Avenatti. Very interesting stuff going on. First of all, not only about his financial issues, but about supposedly he has a client that has a sex video we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about a Dexter subway poster, Fox News suit being sued for defamation, and guess what? There's a jury award coming down of the duck boat crashes and duck boat cases, so we're going to talk about those. Remember, we are talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel for any issue you have. Do not go before the judge.
Or the mediator.
Or the mediator.
Your Honor, Fred Penny on Radio Law Talk said the following.
I believe, so don't do that. I know that sounds exciting and fun, and I'm so popular that that would be a great thing to do. More than likely, the judges will throw you out of court. So, again, seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics of law, and we're having lots of fun. Ron, tell us some kind of cool, interesting war stories. Obviously, you don't bring people's names up and stuff. Tell us some neat... As a mediator, he's been doing this so long, he's got some of the best stories. Tell the audience about some cool mediation stories.
Well, one in particular was dealing with the interesting personalities we deal with, plaintiffs and defense attorneys. And I was working a case up, trying to get it resolved. And I had made the offers and demands between the two parties. And as I started to walk out of one of the rooms with the defense attorney, I said, "I'm going to get this case settled." And he says, "No, you're not." And I said, "Oh, ye of little faith." And he looked at me, he says, "You must think you walk on water." And I turned around and took about three steps and then turned back and said, "I do."
There you go.
It just has to be frozen first.
Exactly.
Now,
right.
Did you settle the case?
Absolutely.
I didn't believe you.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So
wow.
what's the most common objection? Why do people say, "You're not going to settle the case, I'm going to take it to court"? Why would people do that?
They still aren't, and usually cases go to trial because people have failed to communicate, and they're not listening now. Many times lawyers will tell either the insurance carrier or the party that they're representing a value of the case that isn't truly representative of the value, and now they're stuck with trying to explain to their clients why they should pay more or take less. And that makes it real difficult.
I'll tell you,
communication.
I want to answer that question. A lot of the problems we have, guess what, Ron? And I know you're going to agree with this. You're going to go, yep. And why I love mediators, here's an independent person telling the clients this, or even on the other side, is, okay, well, my friend's brother's case was this, or, oh, I talked to a lawyer that does estate planning, and he told me it's worth this. I still remember, I will never forget the case where a client came in and told me his therapist said this is what we should have got. His therapist. I said, which therapist? His psychiatric therapist. This is what the value of the case is. And believe me, there were issues with that case after that. That's where I find them. Is that some issues you have, Ron?
Oh, yes.
Getting over the perceptions?
Well, not only that, in practice, the same thing. I used to have clients that would, prospective clients come in, and we'd discuss the facts of the case, and they said, what's my case worth? I said, I can't give you a value until I know when you're through with the treatment, what the medical specials are, what your wage loss is, all of this. And you give me an entire picture, I'll give you a value. Now, you can go talk to another lawyer, and they may give you a value. But they'll probably be backpedaling at some point in time because they told you that value and didn't have this information.
Right.
And I go further and tell them in the past, I've seen cases walk in here that looked like a $250,000 case. Couldn't get more than 25 for it. And I've seen cases that look like 25 and end up to be 250. So
right.
I will only give you value when I have enough facts to make a good recommendation to you.
That's awesome. Tell us some good or worse.
Is there a table, like an actuarial table, like an insurance company? I remember when I had life insurance many, many years ago when I first got it, it said, well, if you lose your right hand, it's worth this amount. If you lose your whole arm, it's worth that amount. Are there tables and actuarials you work off, or do you have to reinvent the wheel every time you do it?
You reinvent the wheel every time. You just don't know if you get a 13-year-old with a missing arm versus a 70-year-old with a missing arm.
Mm-hmm.
Medical bills are not a good guide because sometimes they're all diagnostic studies that still don't tell you much. So, no, there is no guide per se, but there are programs out there that insurance carriers often use, and they tell them, based on what we're seeing here, this is the value, and some insurance companies deal just strictly on that.
Yeah, and there is a thing, for workers' comp, it is a little more stringent.
More structured.
Yeah, more structured. So that's probably you're thinking of. They do have tables in workers' comp.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, but not on the general third-party cases that are not workers' comp. And even the workers' comp, there's still some, you know, a little bit of movement here and there. Tell some other fun stories, Ron. You've got a load of good stories, our listeners.
Yes, I've got one other one in particular. I had a doctor's wife who was the plaintiff arrive for the mediation early. And I could not find a chair to make her comfortable. She would walk in and, you know, this chair doesn't work and this chair doesn't work and waiting for her attorney. And then she starts telling me all the things that have been going on in her life since she got injured in this motor vehicle accident.
Was she one of the three little bears?
I don't know.
Oh, was she Goldilocks?
No.
Okay.
But I understand. I finally got a chair that was comfortable for her.
Okay.
And we started the mediation, and she said, my family doesn't appreciate me anymore because of the injuries I've got. My husband doesn't appreciate me anymore. Where I work doesn't appreciate me. And she worked in a medical office. And she said, you know, I've done all my treatments for the office I was associated with, et cetera. Finally, in looking at the facts of the case, there was a five-month gap in treatment. And she wanted to relate everything after that 5 months still to the motor vehicle incident. And, I mean, she had struggled in the door. She sat in that chair, was bouncing around the whole time. I sat down with her and I said, your medical records say that 5 months after you missed all this treatment, you went in and you re-injured your back. So this is about all they're going to give you. She's shocked to her feet. I'll take it. Ran out the door. Got her car. Drove it up to the front door. Banged back in. Here she was. She took the money and off she went. But she was angry. But walked in a cripple and left.
Hey, it's a miracle.
It's a miracle, Your Honor.
It's a miracle, Your Honor. Hey,
green salve.
Yeah, there we go. I have got a great story I got to tell you about a mediation I was in. It is the most interesting one for one reason only. I wish Todd, the single guy, was here that I could talk to him about it. But we'll be right back. One more mediation story, then we're going to get into some other stuff.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. The show will resume after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
At SavedByTheScan.org.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
If you have a question about mediation, you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. I got to look at the Twitter to see. Call us at 855-LAW, L-A-W, Radio. Believe it or not, the O, by the time you dial the O, everyone goes, oh, that's too many numbers. It'll start ringing before you dial the O. I was talking to Ron during the break, and picture this. I want everybody to sit there and picture, and usually they're in private lawyers' offices. I didn't tell the mediator this, nor the insurance person, who were single men. And that's why I wanted Todd here to be here. And this is not an exaggeration. I walked in with this wonderful client of mine. What a sweetheart. What a wonderful person that was injured. I'm going to say moderately seriously, not the most serious, but moderately seriously. Spitting image, Cal, of Demi Moore. Spitting
really?
Image. I mean, in her Demi Moore in her 20s. Just, in fact, the mediator stopped and talked, and then afterwards walked out with me and said, "That's Demi Moore." I said, "Yeah, pretty much. Looks like her."
Fake ID, Your Honor.
Yeah, and we had to show her IDs and then adjust her and the attorneys. Everyone was like, "She looks just like Demi Moore." I said, "Exactly." And that's when we come to a jury, I'm going to put all men on them. No.
Would you say, now let's get over this and get down to the case?
Let's get down and give me all the money I want. Okay, good. Here you go.
Thank you.
But it was so interesting, the shock of I remember her telling me that, she gets stopped in the out wherever she goes, and they think it's Demi, you know. And this is during the time period. This was years ago, probably 20 years ago, when Demi was younger. But, boy, that helped mediation. And what that comes across as is why I bring that up, Ron, is, believe it or not, a person, the value of a case sometimes depends on the type of person you're putting on the stand.
Absolutely. The image that either side projects is very, very critical. And oftentimes we have adjusters who have come to a mediation that have not yet met the plaintiff, and they want to do that. And I do my best not to expose the plaintiff to another deposition, so I'll ask the questions. But then they get a chance to see how they look, how they talk, how they react to things. Are they credible? Is it something that will make a difference? And that can enhance the value of the case, or it can make a detriment to the value of the
case. Is it true that better-looking people have better results in court? I know there was a study that said that that was the case. Is that true in you guys' experience?
Not just the looks, it's how they act, because people can be very beautiful looking, but they can be very narcissistic in their attitudes and approaches.
Right.
So that can destroy it as well.
I think it comes down to really who they are. You got a sweet little old, not good looking elderly lady, the jury's going to like that person, generally speaking.
Right.
And Ron was telling me about a story of, or children, you put little sweet children on, they're going to melt your heart, some of them. Tell about the one that you had.
I had a case involving a young girl who was burned horribly on her legs from a heater that didn't have it. The safety valve didn't keep it from getting too hot. And she got her legs horribly burned. And so we went after the apartment complex for not maintaining it correctly. And the insurance carriers, there were two or three involved, were just not thinking about the case the way they should. So we set up a mediation. And I was waiting, and I was talking to the folks involved, and my client arrives. She's about 5 or 6 years old at this point in time. She comes running in, jumps my lap, gives me a great big hug and a kiss. And they said, "I think we need to have a serious talk about value, If the attorney and the young girl have a relationship like this, and the jury sees it, something's going to change." So we got a good settlement after that.
And a sweet girl. That girl, little girl, would have made a wonderful witness. So that's what's important, Cal.
Credibility seems to me to always be, always seems to be the big thing. We know that people who want to manipulate the system will do anything they can to misrepresent, or what I call high side, their case. In other words, here's reality, and they'll push everything to the very high side of what they're trying to tell you. Does that come into play? Can you sense whether people are being honest with you or whether they're disingenuous when they get into a mediation session? Not just the individuals, but the lawyers themselves?
Yes, that happens on frequent occasions, and then you try to figure out a way to work around them. I've had lawyers who want to get in the face of the other side, and I have to find a way to control that to some degree. But it happens all the time, where you have to figure out a way to let one party or the other, and that's why sometimes I meet with the attorneys alone. I said, "Do you need help with your client? Do I have to talk to him a little differently?" Because I have a whole spiel that I go through to explain, this is a case of damages, this is the case of negligence, and these are the steps we go through, and these are the problems. And if you're here, it's because one of those problems exists. But yes, it is.
And this also happens in divorces and anything. So, Ron, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you don't have to have a lawyer to mediate. You can go to an independent mediator. Like, if you're a husband or wife and you don't want to get lawyers, which, we believe, obviously we say you should get a lawyer, but And if you want to try to mediate, you can go get a mediator yourself. You can do mediations without lawyers. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. And in fact, I've done some cases with pro pers. And pro per is a person who does not have a lawyer. And they will set it up with the insurance company, and I'll handle it from that standpoint.
What's your preference? Do the results differ if it's pro per?
It can. It just depends upon whether they prepared their case correctly. We talked about the briefs. In fact, there was one case. The defense attorney had someone who had a four-wheel drive, and they rear-ended a car. And he wrote his brief. And this is some of the humorous stuff we get into with briefs and the way they write them. And I read through the brief, and when I got him alone, I said, "So I have a question for you. I've read your brief, and you said that your vehicle, your guy's vehicle, rear-ended this car, and the only damage was to the winch. How badly hurt was she?"
Pa-dum-pum. The body winch.
Oh.
I said, and the typographical errors, the things, it is.
Oh, he misspelled it?
Instead of winch.
Put winch.
Oh, winch.
Not winch. And that was the difference.
I got it now.
Okay.
I don't have my cohorts helping me. Ron, thank you very much for being here. You've been a great help. Ron's a busy man, but we appreciate him coming in. We're going to talk a little bit about Avenatti coming up. That's an interesting one. This Dexter Showtime, if Todd was here, he follows all these shows, but this Dexter, apparently it's a Showtime show. They're suing. The lady falls down the stairs. Ron, this one you need to mediate. Falls down the stairs because she saw a poster that scared her, and she sued Showtime because of it. So we'll talk about that and Fox being sued. And I want to talk about these duck boats crashes coming up. There's a verdict that is very interesting to discuss, but we'll be right back with the Lone Ranger, Frederick Penny.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on the radio. We'll be back. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has been expelled from the priesthood after a church trial found him guilty of sexually abusing both minors and adults. John Allen, editor of the Roman Catholic-oriented news website Crux and CNN's senior Vatican analyst in Rome, says he's the highest-ranking Catholic to be expelled.
This is essentially the most significant penalty in church law that can be imposed. It's the Catholic equivalent of the death penalty. And clearly the Vatican hopes that this will send a signal of resolve and seriousness about the clerical sex abuse scandal.
McCarrick will not be able to appeal the decision. The gunman who killed five people and wounded five police officers at an Illinois manufacturing company in Aurora, Illinois, Friday, was being terminated from his job. 45-year-old Gary Martin had worked at the facility for 15 years. All five of his victims were co-workers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
So we talked about Avenatti many times before. There's two interesting things going on right now with Avenatti. He is, for those of you who don't remember, Stormy Daniels' attorney that was going to run for president, as when was the one that definitely did not like Trump and would basically banter back and forth with Trump. And
boy, that ended in a hurry, didn't it?
Yes, it did end in a hurry. So what has happened is he's had a lot of issues. Without getting into all of his issues, his law firm filed bankruptcy. Now, he had an attorney in his firm that sued them and his firm, he and his partner, and won a lawsuit for $10 million in past fees that was owed to this attorney, and he's got a judgment against him. So they filed bankruptcy, okay?
How can a law firm file bankruptcy?
Any business can file bankruptcy. So they filed bankruptcy. So what happens in these bankruptcies is, okay, they file bankruptcy, and I believe it was a Chapter 11. I don't have it in front of me. I can't remember. But anyway, it might have been a 7. Can't remember. 11's reorganization. Anyway, I'm not a bankruptcy lawyer. They filed a bankruptcy, and the bankruptcy court usually comes in and says, okay, give us your assets. Let's see what you've got, right? And we're going to see your creditors. We've got to disperse to your creditors. Well, the main creditor is this lawyer with a $10 million judgment against the law firm. And his name is Jason Frank, by the way. And what's happened is he's arguing, well, wait a minute. All the assets are being drained. And not only that, Avenatti now, his firm is now called Avenatti and Associates instead of the old firm's name. And his argument is,
which was Egan Avenatti
right,
LLP.
That's exactly right. And what he said is, and what Jason Frank is arguing, the guy that's owed $10 million, is all he did is basically change the name. It's the same staff. It's the same, you know, lawyers. Everything's the same. In fact, they're even using the original law firm emails. when he was there, still some of the staff, and now they're saying, "Oh no, we're billing it in at this law firm, Avenatti and Associates, and not this law firm." So to make a long story short, he brings this up and he's fighting with them and says, "Listen, you are not being forthright about what money is coming in, and you're divvying it up and putting it other places where it should go into the firm that is the normal firm." And Avenatti says, "Well, no, we don't." So.
Now, is he a sole proprietor? He has a partner. So it's a partnership. It's not a...
Well, I don't know if it's a partnership. It could be a legal corporation. But the point is there is other lawyers involved in that.
Okay,
So he's not the only lawyer. But he denies all the wrongdoing. He didn't do anything wrong. By the way, here's just some interesting things. Here's some that this attorney that's owed $10 million is arguing that he used money going to the law firm that was supposed to come to pay for his $10 million judgment for his personal expenses. $13,000 in rent for his Century City apartment. That's what St. Avenatti is spending on when it should be going to the law firm and paying him. $3,640 payment on his Ferrari. That's quite the payment. $21,000 to Passport 420. That's Avenatti's company that owns his private jet.
Ah.
Here's the interesting one. $150,000 for his troubled coffee company. Now, these are allegations. Again, these are allegations by the former lawyer that worked there that is bringing these allegations, Mr. Jason Frank, and Avenatti saying, well, no, that's all legitimate. Now.
Well, here's what I don't get, Fred.
Sure.
This all started when a Florida guy said Avenatti owed him $28,700, that relatively minor amount for a law firm that has garnered more than $400 million
yes.
in verdicts, that $28,700 pushed him over the edge. But the timing
right.
is what's suspicious, right?
Yeah, you're right, Cal. And the issue there is, too, is Avenatti agrees, or at least has mentioned, the firm is booming. His Avenatti and Associates is doing great. In fact, I'm going to talk about in a few seconds about one of the cases he just got that's going to be another high-profile case. But I thought it was interesting, all this. He has a troubled coffee company. I didn't know that. Called Tully's Coffee. Tullys. And I'm not trying to help him out because apparently it's gone under already.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, but apparently that was his coffee company. He's put money into it. Here's some other interesting. $53,600 to his ex-wife. But here's the thing that's interesting. I looked it up. HTP Motorsports. He gave $232,875 to his motorsport auto racing team. Huh, it's interesting. I mean, I love racing. In fact, we sponsor a race team. But HTP Motorsports, look it up. And it is a legitimate, big-time Mercedes racing team that races all over the world, including Europe and Dubai, all that type of stuff. So there you go. So they're alleging this. So guess how it all – the easy way out is – and which Avenatti's smart. He agreed to back off and not be in charge because he's the managing partner. He manages the money, and they put a trustee in that's managing all the money coming in. And the other attorney that's suing him said, okay, I get that. So now you got bankruptcy. You got the trustee full-time. He's out watching the money to make sure everything's going the right
spot. How interesting is it, though, that this $28,700 they claim forced him into bankruptcy, and it was just a few days before the depositions were to begin in
right.
the dispute case with his lawyer that wants the money.
Yeah,
isn't that interesting?
Well, there's a lot of interesting things about that. I didn't realize that he was one of the lawyers that sued on behalf of ticket holders that sued the NFL over the Super Bowl tickets.
Hmm.
And there's actually an email that the other attorney that's suing him. Said that shows that Avenatti is owed at least the law firm $1.4 million in his fees for that case, and yet his allegations are that Avenatti returns and says, "Oh yeah, put $409,000 in the firm and $953,000 in a separate account that they did." And he, they're bringing this up, and he's saying, "Hey, this is not right." So they got the trustee working on it, and there you go. I know you all feel sorry for Avenatti. We all do. But here's the other interesting thing: he is doing well. Guess what? The new tape by R. Kelly. R. Kelly. See, I don't follow rap music or hip hop, but apparently R. Kelly's a big hip hop and rap person. R. Kelly, apparently, Avenatti claims he represents a client that has some sex tapes that show R. Kelly having sex with an underage youth.
A 14-year-old.
That's what their allegations are.
Allegedly.
Let me tell you this. That's allegedly. Let me tell you why allegedly. What I've read, and this is what I've read, and I've looked up, it's because they're saying they don't know that she's 14, but the reason they're saying 14 because in the tape he mentions age 14.
He says those body parts are 14 years old.
Right.
That's what he said.
But maybe he said, and again, we're putting both sides up.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly, and maybe he's saying that just as a tease, you know, hey, you're 25, but you look 14. We don't know.
We don't know.
And so what I'm saying is I hate it when allegations come out, even if they're a pig and are doing wrong things, but you never know what he meant by that. But the point is, Avenatti is the lawyer for someone who supposedly had this tape. And those of you think he's not doing well, he is still making money to pay for the Ferrari.
All this publicity is good for Avenatti. Even if people say he's a slime, look at what he's doing, look at the people he's representing, it's all good because that brings these high-profile clients in questionable circumstances running to his feet and saying, hey, you're the Stormy Daniels guy, you're the R. Kelly guy, here, help me.
And guess what? Yeah. Now I guess, what's her name, is not going to be getting them all, Gloria Allred. Because I guess Gloria Allred claims that in the video, apparently the video has been turned over to, it's in Illinois, the Illinois...
the authorities.
And they're looking at it, and apparently Gloria Allred is claiming, whoa, in those videos are one of my clients. And so she's getting involved.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I think she could probably find one of her clients almost anywhere.
But guess what, Cal? Everyone always rips on her. I'm not going to say
I'm
positive.
Not ripping.
This is what I'm saying. Hey, she's a marketer, man. She knows how to market, and she gets the case. But guess what? Avenatti is now getting these cases because as bad as things are happening to this guy, guess what? He's getting the publicity. Now he's getting these high-profile cases.
It doesn't matter what you say about me. Just spell my name correctly.
That's exactly right. Dexter, do you ever watch this Dexter? Do you know anything about Dexter?
Never saw it.
I have never seen this. And if Todd was here, I guess, again, he's not here. Nobody's here. It's me, the Lone Ranger, and Cal. This Dexter apparently is a show by Showtime. I know we got 1 minute left, but let me just lay this out. Is a Showtime movie about a killer that kills killers. So what he does is he goes out and finds people who are killers and kills them. And one way he likes to do it is he wraps them in saran wrap. Bizarre. And this is the actual show.
Nice.
And so on in New York to Showtime to go ahead and put a poster up in the New York subway so they can get more people watching the show. It shows him, the actor, wrapped up in cellophane, and it shocked the lady. She fell down the stairs, fractured her ankle, and she sued Showtime.
Oh, I'm sure she's got a case.
And she has a case, but I'm going to tell you what the court is saying about her case, and we'll be right back when I... hey, we're getting there, man. We're cruising.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
Case or no case is a game. Any stories represented in here may or may not be true and are based on facts but may not be fully factual. Any similarities to legal cases may be purely coincidental or may be natural. Case or no case is a game of skill. No reason to use.
Got to get a disclaimer in there for case or no case for next hour. Just getting people ready for the idea.
Lovely.
Back to Radio Law Talk. Here's your host, Fred Penny, the Lone Ranger today, and doing fine. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Ginsburg showed up to court on Friday, Cal.
Yep.
And in a wheelchair. I believe she was in a wheelchair, but she is a apparently going to show up on Tuesday to discuss and hear about some cases going forward with the Supreme Court, which to me is super interesting. I believe they're going to talk about a couple of important cases. Number one is whether or not the Trump administration is going to add a question on a citizenship to the census.
Yeah, they want to not only ask people all these questions and demographic data, but say, are you a citizen of the United States? Which the Constitution requires that the U.S. citizenry have the population counted. So I don't know what the problem is.
I just work here, Cal.
Yeah, you and me both. Yeah. Way out of our pay grade.
And then whether or not a federal law barring employment discrimination applies to gay men and lesbians, and that's so those are the things she's going to talk about. So anyway, she's going to be on the bench on Tuesday, supposedly listening to these arguments. Those naysayers that thought she was there trying to keep her alive were definitely naysayers.
I just wonder how awake she can be. I mean, she's obviously in physical condition, has been compromised a bit.
My general opinion, I think she probably needs to stay home and relax more. And you know, this is quite the surgery, this cancer surgery that she had. And she probably needs to be home to get better. But she's probably coming, just politically, she has to come out and say, I'm here. Stop. Everybody stop talking about it.
Stop the speculation.
Yeah, I'm here. And so that's what she's probably clearly doing. She's a tough gal, and good for her. Really quick, Cal, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Showtime Dexter case. So Dexter star Michael Hall caused this lady to fall down. They bring this lawsuit in February of 2015, and it's the summer of 2013 when she sees this poster. It's near the stairs, scares her. She falls down the stairs and injures her ankle.
And this is that iconic Dexter poster that shows the star wrapped in cellophane.
That's exactly
right. That was just when people saw it, that people who were familiar with the show knew exactly what it was.
So here's what their argument is. Here's what the plaintiffs argued. They argued this was a hazard and created the following to pedestrians walking down the stairs: disturbing, provocative, shocking, and fear-inducing image that caused her to fall down.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Guess what, Cal? you know what? Here's the deal. That I have the same disturbing, provocative, shocking, fear-inducing images when I go either to a water park or to the beach sometimes. So sometimes it's disturbing, sometimes it's provocative, and sometimes shocking, Cal, when I go. And the shocking part is, ready for this? Really? You're wearing that?
Well, I see.
Really?
I have that one. If I ever have the displeasure of going to my local Walmart store, I have the very same reaction.
Cal, you're at the local water park. I've done this before. You're at the local water park or at the beach. You're like, dude, you should not be wearing that.
Who told you that was okay?
Yeah, you should not. Or ma'am, no.
Bikinis
are not good at that stage or at that age. And it's just so funny. It's like, that's the first thing I thought. Oh, it's disturbing, provocative, shocking, and fear-inducing images. We see that all the time, don't we, Cal?
Just a matter of human existence.
I'm going to fall and break my ankle. And I'm a plaintiff's lawyer. I'm all for that.
Well, why would someone say, I saw a poster, therefore I fell? And what judge would draw that line and say, oh, makes sense to me?
No, let me tell you, Cal, I believe it. I believe this lady, it probably did shock her a little bit and she fell down. But there's, without getting all the details of the laws, there's certain things in life that you're not liable for. It's dangerous to drive to Lake Tahoe on those roads that have cliffs on them.
Right.
But it's a foreseeable, it's foreseeable. So this is what you have to do. And this is what the court did. Just so you know, the court tossed it out. Those of you who are happy now.
Good job, court.
So they tossed it out saying that this advertisement was not a foreseeable act. It was unforeseeable that this, because you got to show that it's foreseeable. It was unforeseeable, but someone would fall down the stairs and break their ankle or hurt their ankle because they saw this poster. That's unforeseeable. Second of all, that Showtime did not owe a duty of care to the public or to this individual to make sure that there's no duty of care to show that, okay, we owe you a duty to not scare you with this poster.
So in other words,
there's no
warning
duty.
Poster downstairs that may make you fall down the stairs.
Yes.
Right.
Watch where you're going.
Right.
Probably what she was doing. Probably she may have not even scared, but was looking at it going, whoa, what the heck? Well, boom, goes down and not paying attention.
Right.
So the court threw that out.
And she could have done that, by the way, with any poster that any person has seen, depending on how you react to it.
A picture of me in a Speedo would do the same reaction.
I'm thinking pretty much.
Pretty much the same reaction.
Falling.
I think there'd be more than one person falling down the stairs.
You would be sued.
Radio Law Talk host Frederick Penny.
Me too,
by Cal, think about that. Will you stand next to me in the poster?
Sure, why not? See how many people get to break their ankles.
I think the wives would be going, that's it.
Yeah.
Divorce. I was thinking about it.
Man.
That's the straw that broke the camel back.
They'd be calling
I'm
their
done.
Own lawyers, wouldn't
that's
they?
That's exactly right.
Man.
Fox News with a $25 million defamation lawsuit from a songwriter. Okay, Daryl Singletary. Let's talk about Daryl Singletary. Cal, you've got a little
Daryl Singletary is a country artist.
Yeah.
He has a song called Too Much Fun, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, this is his song.
Yeah. has over 3 million views. It's pretty popular.
Yeah. Daryl Singletary.
In my rear view. The sheriff said,
yeah. Get it, Daryl.
You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice, and now I'm riding you up. I said,
nice. I like, I listen to his music, and I like country music.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
And I, Cal, tell the truth. Did you ever hear him? I haven't heard of him.
No, and he's really, does, I mean, he's a middle tier, I would
right.
safely say. I think a middle tier artist,
right.
but he's doing fine for himself, making
yeah.
a living. So.
Yeah, doing okay. Well, what the sad part is he dies February 12th. 2018.
Oh, no.
Unexpectedly, he passes away. And so he's got this individual by the name of Greg Huddick. And I hope I'm saying it right. Greg Huddick apparently wrote some songs with him and was apparently upset about this. And he was a friend of his.
He was upset about the passing?
Yeah, the passing. It was a friend.
Well, he should
yeah,
be.
Yeah,
sure.
And it was
right.
Apparently, this guy was just well-loved by the country, you know, people, but again, I'm shocked I haven't heard of him. But actually, he had two of his singles were number two on the charts, but I think it was like in the 90s.
Okay.
But anyway, so he felt so bad about him. He took a couple of his songs that he recorded with him, and one's called "We're Not Going to Hell for Having a Hell of a Time." And he puts out a tweet. It's either a tweet or Instagram or Facebook, something to that effect. And he basically says, look, I'm putting this out, and all of the revenue from the digital downloads will go to the Singletary family to help them out. Okay. All sounds good so far, right, Cal?
Like it.
Okay. All good. So then what happens is this Singletary has a partner. And the partner sends them a cease and desist letter, says, take that down. You have no right to say that, or maybe there might be an issue whether or not you can even produce that, put that song out. So he basically takes it down, goes to his manager, that is the manager of Singletary, and this is his allegations. Huddick claims that he went to the manager, and the manager says, go ahead and do it. Does the same thing. Puts it out there, says, I'm going to do the family fund, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? There's no family fund that existed. No family fund existed.
Well, not yet. Maybe
that's exactly right. Yeah. Good argument. So that's what he argues. I still haven't set it up yet. So what happens is Fox News posts a story called Daryl Singletary's New Single is a Scam. And it's about this situation. And it's just an online story. Yeah, this is him.
There's
he's got a good voice.
Yeah, that's a song.
He's got a good voice.
Yeah,
and so what he does is they post a story online. They change it after he gets upset and saying, I'm not a scammer. And then he wants to benefit the widow and the kids. And they said, no, we're going to keep it up. But we're going to take the word scam down. And we're going to post a story called Daryl Singletary's New Single is, and he removed the word scam. So he's now suing. I'm going to tell you why he's suing when we come back after the break. And then we're going to get into a couple more things. We're going to be at the top of the hour. We are at the top of the hour. Let me just touch on it. Hour three.
Hour number three of Radio Law Talk is coming right up after your local station's breakaway.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.